Hey, everybody, you, I know you're watching. You're listening to Off The Rock, and here we got a very, very special guest home, man. We got Dre Solson in the building. What's good?
Good.
Look, man. And y'all already know we got Cash in the building.
What it do, man?
Hey, and you know we got True in the building. And I would say we got Honor in the building, but Honor's being responsible and making money. So, you got Rock in the building. Look, man. Yeah, I know. I'm all right. I guess I'm okay. Listen, everybody, man. Look, y'all know how we start this show off. We do a little mental health check-in. So look, man, we got our guest on. So let me go and coach him up to what we do, how we do this. You feel me? All right. So look, I asked everybody, you know, where you are between the numbers of 1 and 10, 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest, bro. Just a little mental check-in. Where you at, bro? 1 through 10.
Man, I'm on 10.
Okay then. Why you at a 10?
Because I got to stay at a 10. You know, it's always good to be at the highest. You know, always good to keep it like that on a high level.
Yeah.
Facts.
Positivity, energy, vibes, you know, spiritual.
That's true. To stay high and be at a 10 is always the goal. All right, so... Like,
hey, Andre, you don't understand how big of an accomplishment that is for Rock, because he be coming in this bitch on the phone.
Oh, my Lord.
He be throwing our averages down, because everybody be high, and then he come in and his brain and fucking average down.
Y'all know why my
I'm going to start adding everybody numbers up at the end, you know what I'm saying? We gonna see this shit.
But fuck it.
His ratio is very low.
For like the last month, though, I've been around the 10 range.
Yeah, facts.
You feel me? It's facts. Progress, it's evolution out here. Your boy's evolving. Yeah. All right,
I'm evolving. He got a Florida jersey on. He probably feeling decent today.
Hey, I'm feeling great today.
Them niggas suck.
I know. Yes, we do.
As long as you know, hey, you a real rider though.
Yeah,
you a true fan.
And I know. It
shows your character.
Michigan finally is doing well, so he's over here trying to talk shit.
I don't hear that.
Bro, your coach still wear them weak ass khaki pants.
We ain't gonna talk about that.
Oh, you a Michigan fan?
Hell yeah, Michigan fan. Them motherfuckers always choke when they see Garnet and Gray. Y'all be getting your ass waxed by Ohio State.
Don't worry about that. This year they die.
Yeah, I say something.
Yeah, you might have to say something. Say something to him when they get their head bust again, you know.
A record still won't be bad as y'all.
Yeah, it still will.
At least we know. Worry about them not being better than the other team.
Exactly. That's how about I'm vibing. Better than the other team. Y'all go get y'all ass wax. Anyway, man, speaking of getting your ass wax, pause. Where you at? 1 through 10.
Hold on. What the hell?
Hold on. Because if you below 5, you get your ass waxed by life.
Okay. Nah. I'm good, bro. I'm a good 15. I'm straight.
Good 15. Yeah. Good 15. Why are you a good 1-5?
I'm at
10
because I woke up today.
Turn up.
So that's always a great thing, no matter what the situation is. And so I'm +5. I'm high as fuck. And I'm with y'all. So.
God.
And we got a dope artist in the game.
It's a blessing.
God.
She cool.
It's a blessing.
And I'm watching your fucking baseball team get the shit
smashed in.
Hey, bro. We already just smashed their ass.
What's going on?
I ain't gonna say they ass. What's going on last night? They in the World Series.
Huh? 6-1. No, 6-2. 6-2.
Yeah, we're like doing a little better than y'all last game.
Yeah, they, I don't know, bro. I think you get your ass bust one time. You want some revenge.
They trying to go for a 10
piece. Y'all did go in last game.
Yeah, we did. We had 5 runs in the first inning.
Yeah,
shit was wild.
Yeah. I had to slide us up.
So that means you only scored 1 the rest of the game then.
Yeah,
so
we were just vibing, bro. We knew. We knew. You feel me? Anyway. Right. True, where you at, man?
I'm probably like at 7.
At a 7? You over here talking shit, you at a 7? Why are you so low?
You at a C?
I ain't number 3 points away from 10.
But still, nigga.
I mean, I'm just...
That's a C though. That's a C out of a 70 out of 100.
My God,
like, we have a lot of C's.
So your average? What you saying? Your average?
Yeah. What girl has done this to you?
What girl done this to me? Why gotta be a girl?
Damn.
Oh, so what dude did it?
Damn.
Why it gotta be somebody?
That nigga switched his, he flipped that bitch so hard. That's what nigga did.
What nigga did too?
God.
Why gotta be?
Oh, I'm trying to figure out what the problem is, my God.
Why had to be a person?
Why had to be a person, yeah.
Why couldn't be like,
work
or something like that. Yeah. Been,
you know what I'm saying?
I had to go right into it, man. You gotta ask. These things.
It's just Sam. It's been an all right day.
You had a show this past weekend.
That's what it was.
Yeah, I had a performance this past weekend.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, where were you at this weekend, True?
Tell the people.
Yes.
Oh, you seen it?
Yeah, I seen it on your Instagram.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Posted.
That boy True went out there, bro.
Don't look at me like I'm wild. I asked you where you was. I know I was down, but
I felt like I was down.
And he looked at me like,
but I went though. You know what I'm saying?
That's good. That's a good thing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But and True participated in the Song for Song event. Song for Song.
Participated. That boy smashed that shit. That boy came out that bit.
Yeah.
Hey, you remember was it Tom and Jerry? No, not Tom and Jerry. Fucking Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
You remember when them niggas was in the little orchestra shit?
Yeah.
You were fucking with the fat dude that was doing it. that's how bro. God. That's how True was out there.
That boy True, bro. He
that boy
did
had a whole
his thing.
Orchestra out that bitch.
Yeah, he did. That boy did his thing. I was gonna say.
Hey, you paid them folks.
Hey, look,
them nigga turned up, boy.
Yeah.
I'm not paying my band.
That boy True would have won. True would have won if he would have did the whole unbuttoned the shirt insane thing.
See how you know that one for the last round though? You can't do everything in the first round.
The first round,
you gotta smash that.
Oh, the other thing you could have did was fly. Shit, but you know.
I mean,
it was a good concert, bro.
It was a concert.
One song. That's what it felt like, though. It felt like you gave like that bitch didn't feel like air, because you felt everybody come up there.
I felt like it
song.
Was the five heartbeats.
Oh, God. Like, you felt like bro. You came there and did like three or four songs, but it was one track.
Yeah. He did. That boy was dancing on the guitar shit.
Oh, God, I turned around.
Yeah.
That nigga was upside down on his head. On top of the drum set, spinning. I'm like, shit, but that nigga tripping.
You gotta fly.
I thought I was too drunk in that video. I'm like, what that nigga? Every time I look up, that nigga on top of another fucking player. Like, that nigga, look up, that nigga on the guitar, nigga. Look back, that nigga on the drum. Nigga. That nigga surfing the microphone stand. That nigga, that bitch going crazy.
This
I'm like,
I mean, that wasn't even nothing, bro. Like, the next two rounds, if I would have went to the next two rounds, they would have been like,
that's when he was going to fly.
Yeah, I was going
to fly. That's when that nigga
was
going to fly.
You're going to have to levitate then.
I was going to fly then. I was going to, like, real
deal. But came out there raw vocals, but no track. Came out that bit with number of musical instruments in his voice. You know how tough that is to do in a live setting, bro?
Yeah.
That you really don't know that well at that? Yeah, you got to, you feel me?
Yeah. It was, bro.
Props to you, bro.
It was a great event, man. Y'all, if you know, you was there. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Song for Song.
Big shout out to Song.
Yep. We are the official podcast for Song for Song.
Everybody
and of course, we were in the building, man. It was a great event. Look, man, it's Halloween, dog. Halloween is approaching us really, really fast.
Yeah. Are you a big Halloween fan? Dre, you a big Halloween fan?
Not for real.
Me neither.
I get into it.
I just like the candy.
Yeah.
That's
what I do.
It was the same for me, bro. It was kind of weird, though. I felt weird kind of running up to people's doors and knocking and shit. I was like,
when you was a kid, you felt weird?
Yeah.
All the reason I felt weird here. Is because my dad is weird. So it's like, I feel like he wasn't, you know, some folks invite people, like, they were, you had, like, kids over, your friends and shit. My daddy wasn't going for that shit, but couldn't nobody come to the house. nobody from the neighborhood.
Well, a lot of people not be outside already.
That's true.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, back when we were kids, folks was outside more than now. Yeah. More than kids now.
Yeah.
Kids be having whole.
So y'all ain't never went to that. Y'all ain't never went to that one house over there by Murphy that decorated their whole house and had like stuff going on.
Hell no, I wasn't allowed to go that far.
I don't know nothing about that.
Oh yeah, is it one
I
house?
I stayed on the west side.
Yeah. If you go on Halloween night by Murphy, you gonna find out everybody knows on this one street.
Shit, I know that light bill probably is high.
I used to go across the bay. I'd be taking my little girl across the bay. That's what they be having.
They give out the full Snicker bars over there.
They give you whole bags of candy with it.
Here, take it. Fuck it.
You brought the whole aisle.
Publix. They had a sale.
But look, I got a plate from somebody. I had a whole plate.
A whole plate. Anyway, food.
Oh, God.
Look, man.
Trick like, or treat, you want dinner? God, that
shit. Right, like I said, bro, Halloween is coming. I got to ask y'all, man, what's y'all favorite, like, Halloween costume or Halloween scary person? Like, from, like, Scream or Candyman, or you had some fly costume.
You said one of my top ones, Candyman. I think that's one of the top ones for me.
Hey, yeah, nigga, that was so freaky.
Yeah.
That was, if you got top one of a Halloween villain, bro, that's a freaky-ass nigga, yeah, bro. You got to say his name three times, then he... Five. Like you gotta look at yourself or whatever the fuck in the mirror. Yeah, yeah, in the dark or some shit.
Look in the mirror.
And that nigga pop up with a hook in your back. That's a freaky ass nigga.
Did y'all see the new one? Y'all see
it's been like that shit. Nah, I ain't seen it. I ain't want to. I heard it was bad.
You heard it bad? I mean,
yeah, I heard that shit weak.
Look,
I've been watching. You know, I forgot about it. I'm glad you said something about it. I gotta go look that up.
Yeah,
I used to be a fan of the fucking Child Play, but that became bad.
Yeah.
Only thing, I mean, my biggest fan Halloween, like Jason.
Yeah, okay,
I fuck with Jason the most.
Okay, then.
You know, my brother fuck with Freddy. I fuck with Jason.
Yeah, I definitely fuck with Jason.
Freddy just a nigga who couldn't cut his fingernails, bro. He ain't had no blades.
Jason just gangster and fuck, though.
Yeah,
he did. That boy too cold.
And he the gangster.
Walk your ass down. That boy gonna walk your ass down, ball guard.
Nah. I like he's Freddy, man. I like Freddy was funny. He was,
Freddy always knew where he was at. Yeah. I swear to God, Freddy had telepathy. That nigga was tripping.
He really got funny when they did Freddy versus Jason. I seen a nigga fighting. I'm like, this nigga is hilarious.
Man, that shit fucked me up when I was young watching that shit. He pop up in folks' dreams and shit. So it's like, you gonna dream about this shit when you go to sleep.
Yeah, I had
a nightmare about this shit. The same night I watched the movie for
shit
the first
fucked
time.
Fucked you up, didn't
it? Dream about all that shit.
You always remember that shit. You know, like, look at
this kind of movie you see, you gonna dream about that shit. You see, I ain't get no mirror in no mirror saying Candyman. I don't. It's fake, but anybody from getting that mirror saying?
That nigga creepy. I ain't gonna lie. I'm like, he didn't really, the movie didn't scare me. Like, when I watched Candyman, it didn't fuck me up. I was just like, bro, this shit just weird. I'm like, bro, what you doing?
I mean,
how you get that fucked up?
This shit was crazy. Yeah,
with the bees and shit.
That nigga was, I'm like, bro, how you living? Like, wait, that shit ain't cool. Like, most villains I know, like the super villains I know, I don't know. I'm more of like a super villain fan. I ain't really like the scary movie.
Yeah.
Now, if I just had to say a scary movie person, I guess. But I can't even say that, though, because, like, you know what messed me up for Halloween? Somebody put on a human centipede for me the first time.
Oh, fuck, bro.
Y'all ever seen that?
Yes. That's gross.
I ain't going to lie. That shit was funny, though. Little bro was whacking me. And sewing asses up together, bro. Hey, my boy was fucked up, bro. Oh, God. But that shit was, bro, it's the fact that, like, it's the way it was shot. Like, the fact that they filmed that shit just fucked me up. Like,
yeah,
this
bro.
Is a production, nigga.
Yeah.
They acted that shit too good.
Yeah. Just imagine having to be next to somebody asshole.
Nigga, you in that motherfucker. Oh, you talking about real life.
Yeah, I'm talking like if you was the actor in that shit. Like your head is near their ass for a certain amount of filming time.
Pretty sure when it comes to like stuff like that, anytime it's like sexual stuff going on, pretty sure they use some type of like bleaching agent.
On somebody asshole?
No, I'm saying.
What?
No, I'm saying like not like a bleaching agent, but something that like really disinfects like tight shit. Kind of like what porn stars probably like use tight shit. Like,
bruh, they probably had that man in a body costume with a pillow.
But like, you know, something that just make it, you know, real squeaky clean.
What, soap?
Niggas said bleach.
Don't do it for everybody. It's a lot of niggas use soap, and it's still, yeah.
Hey. Like kind of soap.
But yeah, you know,
bro, how the fuck did we get here?
Halloween, yeah.
Halloween. That's tough for me, bro. That's a tough.
What y'all think about Pennywise?
Oh yeah, y'all don't like Pennywise either. Pennywise. I like the movie though, but I like he's scared. I think he wanted to scare
Penny. But see, this the thing about him though. If he would have got me, bro.
Oh, shit, my bad.
Like if I just somehow ended up in the sewer.
Yeah.
And I stumble upon, bro.
Yeah.
All that look crazy shit he be doing. He be dancing. The shit be moving and shit. And shit, I'm just going to giggle at that nigga. Probably start doing that shit with his ass. With his ass, for real. So shit. If I'm in the sewer, I got to be geek. So shit.
But what you afraid? What's something you scared of, though? Because he going to do. That's what he going
to say. I'm trying to think, bro. I always say I'm weird when it comes to scary movies, bro. I used to sit in them bitches and laugh. Oh, God. All the scary movies used to get me be like them, like demonic movies. You know what I'm talking about?
Paranormal,
the drag me to hell shits and all that type of shit. Like, I ain't fuck with shit like that. Like, that shit.
That nigga Pennywise just look like a red Frieza of Dragon Ball Z.
He
really do.
He kind of do, though. Man, that nigga is ugly.
Yeah. That's ugly. Anyway, bros. I just wanted to, because, you know, Halloween is coming upon us. I wish Anna was here so we could talk about Halloween shit, because she the only one.
Oh, wait. Who's the Texas Chainsaw Man? Who's that?
Leatherface.
Leatherface? Yeah, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
I don't know who that nigga really is.
I don't fuck with that nigga.
I like everybody else. We scared of this one.
Like,
what about Jeepers Creepers? Like, he's on monster or something.
Oh, yeah.
I was.
I ain't think about that, though.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of, like, scary shit. I'm trying, like, I ain't even think of Jeepers Creepers.
But he ain't a person, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
He is a person.
Nah, he's not a person.
Yeah, I thought he was a Crow-Man. But when they came out with a movie like that, it was like, okay, this is a big-ass farm. It's a big-ass cornfield. And then somebody going to die. But they going to come from the cornfield.
That shit was scary to me till I watched, like, the behind the scenes of it. Then it wasn't scary no more.
Oh, Jeepers Creepers?
Yeah.
I never watched the behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes funny.
Yeah, that should be ruining the movie.
I got to start watching behind the scenes.
That should be ruining the movie.
I was like, oh, this is the shit they created? I'm going to go to bed. Fuck
that. I like Michael Myers, too, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like Michael Myers.
What you think about that Halloween Kills? I ain't seen
it
yet.
A lot of people say they don't like it, but I like it.
I want to watch it.
I heard something about that nigga was gay or something. I'm not gay. I'm not gay, my bad. I read something yesterday. No, not gay. He in that movie, he transphobic or some shit. Like,
ow.
Like,
nah,
they say it's a scene or something that it got the LGBTQ community.
Two guys that was married. Yeah, that's all they talking about. That's the only thing that's going on. Like,
they said the way he killed them was just extremely hateful towards gay. To a gay people, and I'm like,
well, I think not. They wonder,
he smoke everybody. Like, it don't matter if you gay, straight, you got three arms, you like frogs, nigga, he gonna kill you. It don't matter. Shit, like,
oh my, I don't know.
You do. I'm dead serious though. Like, they was trying to cancel the movie about that shit and everything. Like, no doubt,
Shriver.
They trying to cancel everybody
for real. Man. I don't even know why they would. I don't know. Dave Chappelle, they trying to cancel him.
Yeah, they try to.
You can't cancel somebody that don't care about getting canceled.
Yeah, you can't cancel Dave Chappelle. I'm sorry. It's some people that just can't be canceled. That nigga go smoke like 30 niggas. Niggas are gonna be like, "This Dave."
For real. And then Dave was like, "I don't understand why they want to like storm inside her." Or he was like, "How they feel like I've messed up their jobs or something." He said, "I'm the only person who can't go in the Netflix home office, and y'all can." So he's like, I don't know. I even asked somebody who was like that, and I was like, how do you feel about this? They're just like, honestly, I think it was true, and I don't care. So, like, he's saying in the fact that they're blowing this out of proportion. Me, I can't talk about how they might feel, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just like, in my opinion, if I was to be that way and to hear that, I don't think I would get offended by it.
But a lot of the ones I know feel the same way. They don't
really
bother them.
It don't bother them. Yeah. It's like, they laugh at it, you know, and move the fuck on like other people should.
Well, I mean, a lot of them even about the same thing, feel the same way about, like, the Boosie and Lil Nas X situation. And
that's a difference.
A lot of them feel like Lil Nas X is doing too much. Like, I got a lot of friends that are, you know.
Well, Boosie be going in.
A lot of them say the same thing. They feel like Lil Nas X is like trying to they trying to make it like a famous thing.
They're trying to make it like a publicity thing.
Yeah.
You know? That boy Boosie said. Because apparently Lil Nas X's dad was just like, you know, you should be ashamed of coming after my son and whatnot. And Boosie was like, bro, this is, you woke up. He's like, you must just be mad because you woke up and your son was like this. I was like, fuck.
Damn. I don't know. Also, realistic tip though, like, if you a heterosexual male, like, and your son is like, he's gay. It's gotta like still feel away. You probably could accept it, but I'm saying like it's still gotta feel away. Yeah. Just because you're literally like, that's complete opposite. Like, anytime somebody else with anything, like, it ain't just that or sexual preference, anything that you are complete opposite of, you're gonna be like somewhat opposed to.
Yeah.
So,
just because it's not the way that you do things, you feel me? So, I can understand why Boosie would say that, but at the same time, this man that had to see his son kiss men on TV, so like, you feel me? Like, it ain't, like that's even more, like, that's a battle in of itself. So,
I mean, like yeah, because I'm with the community, but it still would fuck me up to know that I could watch my son slide down the pole and do a twerk on the devil
on YouTube. Ain't really just necessarily that. Like, with that, that, like, that's cool if that's what you want to do. You feel me? Like, if that was just too cool. But, like, it's just the way that it's just so kind of, like, it's kind of, like, injected to, like, kids. Not, like, it's, like, it's so easily, like, they kind of, like, forcing it on.
You know,
like, you seen that cereal box? That said we're, like, all together. Like, they got a prize cereal.
Like, bro, you know what's crazy? Like, I thought about it.
Come up with some shit. Like,
I'm thinking about the whole devil and pole situation, and y'all know, understand Lil Nas X is a male.
Boy said, I don't think about the devil and
but
pole.
But wait, even if I had a daughter and she did some shit like that, I still would feel away.
Yeah,
I can see to others it might be a tad bit more acceptable. Kind of, you know, more like easier to digest, but I still be fucked up if my daughter slide down the pole to twerk on Satan.
I mean, yeah, I got a daughter, so it's like
I got a daughter.
Shut up, the legend,
it's
man.
Like, so it's like in that scenario, I would be angry. You know what I'm saying? Depending on how old she is, first of all, she grown. Then, like, of course, I'm gonna give my opinion on it. But at the end of the day, you grown, so you gonna do what you wanna do. I could just steer you the right way. But I would first ask. It wouldn't even be the whole pole and twerking. I'd be like, why the devil? Like, that's the first thing. Like, you be like, why not nobody else? Why it had to be the devil?
Why not just a regular dude?
Just,
the devil look like he ain't even like that shit in the video.
He was just looking like,
oh God, he was like, damn, they paid me to do this.
He was like, what am I supposed to do? Like,
I hope my people don't notice me with the red.
Look, man, let's go and hop into this interview. Yes, before we hop into it, I gotta let everybody know, look, this is brought to you by Punkins the Bando Kitchen. All you have to do is go to IG. You can put in Punkins the Bando Kitchen and like them on Instagram. And then also Janice Bill, who's probably watching this right now. I have no clue. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to Janice Bill. I also wanna let you know, man, look. Dolphin Street Sound. If you book a week in advance, you get 25% off depending on engineer. All you got to do is get with the engineer, look them up, Dolphin Street Sound, Facebook, IG, wherever, you know what I'm saying, Google, whatever. Look them up, going to get you a spot with Dolphin Street Sound. All right, so we got the guest, Dre Sosa, in the building, man. I like to ask everybody first when they come on the show, bro, because names are significant. Names are really, really important, and they're also, you know, it's just you. So we want to ask you, like, why you chose Dre Sosa as your name, and what's the significance behind it?
I really got my name, well, my real name, Dre Carr, but a lot of people call me Dre, but when I was in school, I got my name from, you know, that somebody I used to run into all the time. And he was like, you remind me of Sosa from Scarface. Like, that's okay, how you think. You know, my mentality, how I used to move around and carry myself and stuff like that. Like,
you good, bro.
Used to always dress fly and shit like that. I used to just, you know what I'm saying, want to attract women out of town when I was a young teenager.
Like, makes sense.
What typical teenagers do around that time.
So, you know, why? Like, people could be lawyers. People could be basketball players. People could be football stars. Why rap?
I always been music oriented. Like, I was raised by my grandma. She used to play everything, you know. So every day I'm waking up, and from the time I'm finna get ready to go to sleep, is Frankie Beverly, the legends and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody. She used to play Chaka Khan. She played Tupac.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I came up on Mary J. I came up on Luther, Marvin.
Oh, yeah. Soulful.
You know.
Who's some of your musical influence?
Oh, some of my music influence. Yeah. Since I was born, I came up listening to Boosie, Webby, Pimp C, Bun B.
You from this area?
Yeah, I'm from Mobile. Okay. I'm from Donna Bay.
Shut up.
Okay. So, I came up listening to, you know, Tupac, Snoop, all of them. You know, like real Ice Cube. Shit like that. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
You can tell from some of the music, some of the influences that he shows in his music, you know?
I know he like, when I was talking to him pre-production, we were setting up, he told me that he like a lot of PL type of beats for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I gotta ask you, cause that's the type of shit I love, you feel me? With them being your influences, how did you get to like start to liking that type of shit? Cause that's like two different types of
shit.
Okay. I don't know about, I can't speak for everybody else right now around this time, cause I know the verses just ending and shit like recently, but yeah. I always been on Gucci Man side. Like, he always been my top. Gucci Man.
Oh no, Gucci won this year. Yeah, Gucci won.
Everything is on free.
They said Jeezy did, but I mean, when they
I like musically Jeezy won, but he won
stat wise.
I like Jeezy won more. Gucci won the battle.
Yeah, because that diss, you know, he couldn't come back from that. But you know, but yeah, Gucci Man always been, you know, been a big influence with the chain, the Bart Simpson chain. You know, that caught my eye.
Everything but the face tattoo.
Yeah. It was like before he went to prison. You know, it's everything he come out with. Me and my brother listen to it every day.
Yeah.
And my brother, he influenced me rapping because him and my cousin started before I did.
Yeah.
So I'm like, try doing it. Man, we trying to make a song. Be quiet. Turn the game down.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I got you.
Yeah, that's. I mean,
and that's where it started from. Right. I wasn't number 12 years old. Yeah, I was like 12 years old.
Okay.
I went to Fundy Elementary.
Okay.
So how old were you when you made your first song?
When I made my first song, I had to be like 14. Mm. I had to be like 14. My cousin had set it up for me.
What was the recording
setup
like?
Man, the recording setup was a phone he had a big phone.
He had
the soundproof.
Yeah.
Like hooked up. He had it like screwed in the closet type. Yeah. You know, so he had the pump for the phone. You just like put it up.
Yeah.
And you know, he had the headphones. He like put the headphones in. He was like, I'm gonna let you know when to go.
Damn. All the way back in the gap, just doing all that.
I recorded my first song on a laptop with no mic. I was using the laptop mic.
They walk around with that beat.
It wasn't even a studio program on it. It was, you know, vocals. Voice memo type.
Yeah.
Hey, brother.
I started on Beechcraft.
Okay.
Yeah, Beechcraft.
Shit, when I first time I made a song, Fruit Loops was that nigga. I was at the yo.
What you laughing at, AJ?
I'm talking about
you. Oh, okay, never mind. Teenager things, never mind.
Like my big influence that, you know, that pushed me to rap, like, okay, I wanna be a rapper now.
Mm-hmm.
MySpace, Soulja Boy, you know what I'm talking about. I'm like, he young. But he got everybody doing his thing. And so, okay, he just, you know what I'm saying, blow up like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I took it right then and there, like, all the way back in 05, 06.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So.
How you feel now, though, like, with the city, like, being so successful with artists?
I feel like it's that time. I feel like it's that time.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of stuff.
Cause they looking at Mobile more now.
More definitely. Mm-hmm. More definitely.
Mobile more.
A lot of shit changed.
True.
Okay. For the better too.
No, for real. Oh yeah. Facts. I remember by your point you couldn't get artists to do shit together in Mobile. I'm talking about nothing. Yeah. Wasn't that long ago either.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago either. This shit new.
Yeah,
man, this shit new.
Yeah.
So, like, what you doing music What audience do you try to reach? There's like hip hop heads, the people who just do the average listening, the alternative listeners. What demographic? Who are you trying to reach whenever you make art?
Okay, when I make my music, I try to reach out to the people, mostly the people who can relate. You know, because most people ain't gonna listen to music that they can't relate to. That they can't feel. Spiritual or whatever type, so like that. So, like, I make like horror trap music. So,
okay,
a lot of people who into that, you know,
they really give.
Yeah, they feel where I'm coming from on that level, as opposed to my deliverance and my wordplay, how I come off on the beat.
Okay, so what like. If we were to tell people, like, if we were advocating for people listening to your music, what song would you tell us to push and why?
I got a lot of songs.
But, like, your favorite, the one you think, if I put this in front of, like, say if we set up a meeting for you and the A&R, what songs you playing for that A&R?
Fuck all that. You sitting in front of Drake right now. Drake said, "Hey, bro, I got you a feature on your hottest shit right now, on your best shit. What you gonna give him?"
Yep.
My best.
Look, your girl that telling you she know what it is. She know what it is. She know what song your ass want to be giving that
name. What I'm gonna give him my best? Okay, I say more than rap. And it's on the first project that I release is called Raw.
Okay. Yeah. It's called Me, nigga?
Oh, I'm covered as a picture.
That's a picture of a rock.
Like the clothing line Raw. Raw.
Oh, yeah, I figured he said Raw. I don't know what Rock. Rock just wanted somebody to see.
Say his name, and then I'm over here. Yeah,
he said me.
I'm over here. Yeah, call that nigga Rock.
So what is something that you do like as far when you go into your writing mode? What is something that you do to kind of set relax and get ready to write you some music? Where do you go, or what some things that you do to get you ready?
Okay, some things that get me ready to write a song. Like my usually top 10 songs in my playlist on YouTube. Some artists that I listen to on a daily. Give me a peace of mind first. Because it's different genres of music. It's just not like one genre. Yeah. I listen to different genres of music and stuff. I'm a jazz type of guy. I like reggae too. So
you basically like to meditate on other music before you get ready.
Then I smoke and I do yoga.
You do yoga?
I don't do it every time I get ready to write a song because it kind of throw me off a different thing. You know, people call you from. You gotta get the moving around and stuff like that.
You gotta stretch the shit. All the shit stretching. That
kind of
yoga.
I think once you do it for a while, you work your body toward being able to do that.
It's really exercise that a lot of people don't think about on a daily life. We don't exercise as much as we think about.
I walk at work.
My biggest fear in yoga is like.
I remember somebody told me yoga was evil or some shit.
Yeah, I believe it. Because if you pull your groin, that bitch is going to be evil.
But you stretch your groin.
Right. You don't have to hurt yourself.
My shit going to sound like a motherfucking glow stick. Like when you add milk to Rice Krispie treats. I'm going to be trying to do yoga. All you going to hear is snap, crackle, and pop out that motherfucker. Yeah. And it's me.
I couldn't. As soon as I've been back,
it's gonna be
stuck. Yeah. Ain't gonna be able to get back up.
Yeah, it's gonna be
a little bit. I feel like I hurt my back the other day on stage.
Yeah. Speaking of on stage, bro, I was gonna ask you, bro, how many, like, what's your favorite show that you ever performed, man? Your best show.
Most memorable show.
That
you was up there like, damn it, yeah, this is it. It's time to go.
It was one of my cousin's party, and they had the mic set up with the big speakers.
Was it a stage, or you were just in the corner?
It was just like a family.
Yeah, that nigga had to be in the corner. It ain't a stage, and the nigga just in the corner now. Like damn. Why that nigga had to be in the corner?
Yeah.
So that's the biggest one for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What? Was it the significant?
Because I was young.
Okay.
So everybody go. They root me on and shit.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So what are some artists that you would like to collab with, or that you see yourself, you know, collabing with?
That's like me, mainstream, local.
Give me anybody. Two. Give me two. Yeah, give me two for mainstream, two for local.
Yeah. Okay. Mainstream. Who I want to work with? I want to work with 21 Savage, and I want to work with. I want to work with Big Scar.
Okay.
Hey, bro, I got a chance to meet Big Scar. He cool.
Yeah.
He cool. Fuck. I got a picture with him. Yeah. Like.
Cool. It happened.
I got a picture with him too.
Yeah, because niggas don't be believing you. Like, they just be like, because you know, everybody friend now in Mobile. So niggas.
Oh, Big Scar, your homeboy?
Nah, he ain't my homeboy. I just took a picture with the nigga. Like.
I got a picture. I just.
Yeah,
no, for real.
Yeah, not for real. Like, yeah. I just, the two people he choose, I was like, yeah, I fuck with those niggas. Yeah.
I know one of them.
Yeah, I know one of them.
You got the people, yeah.
So who you got for local? Two local.
Yeah. I'm going to say I know these niggas too.
Local.
Yeah.
Let me think. Let me put my brain to it. It's a lot of talented artists.
It is.
I say,
you can name more than two, bro.
Yeah, if you want to, yeah.
Yeah, if you want to, bro. I don't want to put you in no shit, man.
It's all good. I go with Tally Tal.
My nigga!
I want to collab with her.
Okay. Yes!
She got some fire shit.
Hey, bro, tell
of
it.
Course, my dog, LB Deshaun. Shout out to both.
Hell yeah. Hey, bro, that's two fire-ass artists right there, boy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Yeah. Tally Tal, that's my nigga, dog. Like, that's my dog.
Yeah, OG Swank, yeah, man.
That's family right there, too.
Okay. And yeah, me and him chopped it up. I like his delivery. That's why I was trying to think
of crazy.
Boy Swank hard,
yeah,
man.
That boy crazy.
Yeah, hey, bro. That's my dog.
He got talent. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Deuce going crazy, too.
That's family, too.
We got a whole unreleased tape coming out real soon.
Deucey.
I can't wait. Yeah. That shit going to be hard. Especially, y'all too.
Oh, yeah, we having video premieres to go with it. All that good shit.
Okay.
It's like gonna come.
Okay. Hey, bro, that's what we like to hear, man. Well, y'all, we getting towards the end of the show, man. You know what I'm saying? I like to ask everybody before we get on here, bro. You know, just your final thoughts, bro. What's going on with you? So, Cash.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. Hey, man.
What's your final words, my guy?
You make this feel like you know how to end the church.
Yeah.
But you'll never know what to say though. You'll be like,
You know what I'm saying? You know how the church the pastor. Yeah. Right before you, the doors of the church are open. you know what he's talking about? You know what I'm talking about?
The doors of the church.
He'll be giving out the little, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, they be playing in the background.
Yeah.
He looking back at bro like, come on, huh? Bro, you feel me? I'm already knowing. But hey man, this was a dope episode. It was dope kicking it with you, bro.
For sure.
Y'all dope definitely gotta go follow him. Where can people follow you at?
Man, they can follow me on Instagram at.
Oh yeah, you was gonna ask him that with it. You was gonna ask him that shit.
Yeah. It's DRASS6SA. Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Facebook at Dre Sosa. You can subscribe to my YouTube channel at Dre Sosa.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm SoundCloud at Dre Sosa.
Y'all go do that, man. Y'all go do that.
Music, Spotify.
Y'all go do that.
Dre Sosa. United Masters at Dre Sosa.
Yeah.
There you go.
Everywhere at Dre Sosa. Yes, sir.
And it's crazy because a lot of people, they was like, go with Ditcho Kid. Go to Ditcho Kid. Yeah. Well, I started rapping in 2019.
Yeah.
You know, that's when I took it serious. My first studio session was with Al Gino. And everybody at the time was just like, you know, hopping on Distro. Mm-hmm. Hop on Distro. And it was like, okay, when I hopped on Distro, some people was getting their money and some people was having issues. And, you know, more people started having issues. So it was like,
They United Masters.
Yeah, I went with United Masters because
everything be up there.
I listened to a lot of Nelly Choppa. And he was on their ad. And Nelly Choppa was on their ad. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, he fucking with me.
Facts.
But shout out to Disco Kids. Shout out to United Masters.
Welcome. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, bro, you good.
Shout out to Off the Rocks. Hottest podcast in 251.
Hey, you know what the fuck going on?
I know what the fuck going on.
That was the ending right there.
Yeah, it should have been. True, bro. What's something you want to say before we get out of here?
I'm a superstar, man.
Okay, then. With flamingos on his shirt.
That boy said he a superstar.
Superstar.
Boy, what you did, a line of coke before the show? You feeling confident, nigga? That nigga said, give me some clothes and thoughts. That nigga said, I'm a superstar.
It's them Black Forces, bro.
And that nigga had on Black Forces.
That would have been high top motherfucker. Don't you tell them different or elbow your ass.
Tell me no different. I'm a superstar.
Tell me no different.
Just getting started.
You need to ask me again if he's saying shit like that. You need to ask me again.
And shout out to Lizzo. Tell her holler at me. I'm waiting on him.
Damn,
boy, you can't handle them cheeks.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, holler at me, like I said.
Boy, your ass gonna got now. You gonna have some digging
Lizzo,
to do.
It's my tag, man. Hyphen man, all that Lizzo, man.
Some digging at Lizzo to do.
On Instagram.
Hey, that's
you a bold boy.
Hey, you need to make a TikTok. Hit your shit.
It's marketing, man. Everything is marketing, man. I really want you though. So get at me.
Bro, you should have performed that shit.
I just performed what?
Take my.
You really got a thing for Lizzo?
I love Lizzo, man. She don't know it yet, but I love her.
She feel it.
I got mad when she was when she was trying to holler at Captain America though. But you know what I'm talking about. It's all good.
Call a white dude.
Mm-hmm.
From the movie,
yeah.
She tried to holler at him.
Yeah, she was shooting a shot at him on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. I bet bro was like, bruh.
Nah, he was fine. They was like, they were going back and forth flirting, but you don't know who's to say if anything happened now. But
you think he beat?
He probably.
Hell yeah, nah.
What if he beat?
I think he did.
Hey, that should be crazy. What if that man beat?
It's Captain America. Beat.
What's his name?
Captain America. Chris Hemsworth. Shit.
Yeah. No, ain't that Thor?
No, yeah. Nah, his name is Chris Everson. Chris Everson, something like that.
Yeah, him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My nigga Thor shaved his mustache off.
I think he did. Well, we ain't got to talk about it, though, you know, because I'm still here. I'm still in the room, so we ain't got to talk about it like that.
Oh, my fault, bro.
Yeah, you feel
me? It's a future wife.
Yeah.
He still ain't slapped them cheeks, though.
Yeah. He probably did.
No,
I was going through a phone one night and I seen some text messages in it.
Oh, hell
and
no.
It had Captain America like face hit the
oh,
after,
hell
like, mask.
No.
And I was like, hell no, we ain't finna be doing that. So, yeah.
Anyway.
Lizzo and Queen T for both of them.
Hey, Lizzo, my boy, won't you now?
And I can talk about it. I'm looking at the camera and say this. I can talk about it all day, too.
Hey, you know, that'd probably be good, though.
What?
I mean, I'm saying that'd be good for you.
Think Lizzo be good for me?
Yeah. I know why you want to date Lizzo. I heard you the other day, you were just complaining because you were a single man and you tired of eating hot dogs and shit. And that's all you got in your food. You just want somebody to cook you good home cooking. I really feel, I really love him, man. I feel you.
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit.
Strong love.
Strong love, man.
Real love, man.
Yeah.
Real
it come love. With a fork and knife.
Man, it's my tag, bro.
Yeah. Dre, what you gonna tell me before you get off here, man?
Man, I got unreleased music coming real soon, and I want to thank God, you know,
facts.
Cause without Him, would none of this be possible.
There we go.
Yeah.
For sure. Hey, facts.
Yeah. I just want to say. I want to thank everybody who fucked with us for fucking with us because sure, hey, look,
y'all.
Bro, we care.
I appreciate y'all.
I also want to let everybody know, bring your kids out Sunday between the hours of 3 and 6 to the Presbyterian Church. Ninspire U is doing a trunk or treat event, and Off the Rock will be there. You can come and bring your kids from, I guess, newborn to
which
13 years old.
Yeah, newborn to 13, huh?
Hold on, wait.
Which Presbyterian? Good brother.
Yeah, I think it's
Presbyterian.
It is a lot of them, bro. I'm not going to lie to you. Look, let me go and get it out. All right, so Trunk or Treat, Central Presbyterian Church.
Here we go.
Okay.
1260 Dolphin Street.
Mm-hmm.
Between the hours of 4 p.m. and 6. There you go. Sunday, bring your kids out. From the age of 0 to 13.
Say 0 to 13?
Nah, I'm just.
Oh.
From toddler to 13. Bring them out and y'all can.
People out there with newborn.
Zero.
Zero. People out there. What is somebody out there with a newborn?
Hey, bro, I'm thinking about cool with it. Newborn.
They might though.
They be putting them in costume too.
Me dressed their ass up like a hot dog.
They can't even eat candy. And it's like anyway, but yeah, bring your kids out there, and we'll have candy in our trunk, and we'll be giving it to kids
and eating it.
That too.
So, yeah, I've been saying.
Me too. But anyway, look, bro. Hey, y'all know how we end this show. Everybody else do. Got to hip Dre to it. Look, bro, we going to say a line and then you going to duck it home like Shaquille O'Neal. So the line is, you know, if you're not vibing with off
not
the rock.
Not Kwame Brown. Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaquille O'Neal. So look, bro, we like to say if you ain't with off the rock, then you under a rock. So I'm going to start it and you're going to end it with under a rock. All right? Cool. All right. So everybody, look, bro, like I said, we appreciate everybody who fuck with us. Y'all know where to find us every Wednesday, every week, right here on your Facebook Live. And then you can also check us out on our YouTube page. Y'all know where to find us. But look, man. Hey, man. Say, man, look. If you ain't vibing with Off The Rock, Dre, then what?
You under a rock.
Hey, bro, you under a motherfucking rock. Thank y'all for kicking with us. AJ, take us out.